Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to the Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Training camp is in full swing here at Gillette Stadium on a very sunny August 3rd, of course a Friday. But don't worry, we still have Bob Brillo and Andy Hart bringing you all the latest with the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Lori. Well, training camp is in full gear, and the Patriots roster is not. Asante Samuel, still absent from training camp as his contact negotiations go on with the Patriots. It looks like, as of now, he is willing to sit out for as long as it takes, but, of course, that could change any day. But as of August the 3rd, he is not at training camp. PUP players still on that list and therefore also not participating in training camp practices. We have Troy Brown, Chad Jackson, Eddie Jackson, Richard Seymour, Dante Stallworth, and Dave Thomas. Paul, today we saw five of the six, or six of the seven, whatever it is, PUP players on the field for the walkthrough. We've yet to see David Thomas. What do you think that means?
Well, definitely five of the six, David Thomas for the second time, when the walkthrough practices afforded the opportunity for those PUP guys to get out there. David Thomas was not one of them. I think that maybe it means that his injury might be a little bit more severe. We know that he broke his foot. You know, that was the reports that happened during the spring. You know, maybe his injury is the most recent out of all of them, and that's, you know, left him a little bit further behind the other five guys. I'm not sure what to read into that. I'm not sure if that means that, you know, his availability for the 2007 season is in jeopardy right now, but I agree with you. When the other five guys are out there and he's not, it's probably can't be considered a good sign.
Regardless of what we see moving forward, how concerned with you, not only with Thomas, but the tight end position in general, because we've seen Matt Krancheck miss a little bit of time, but mostly Matt Krancheck and Benjamin Watson have been on the field together this whole time. But David Thomas has been out. Garrett Mills has been out. Are you concerned that with Daniel Graham obviously gone, that there, you know, is a little bit of a depth concern there moving forward?
Yeah, and Kyle Brady has been
and
out,
Kyle
too.
Brady, excuse me.
So it really has been Watson with, you know, a first-year player who probably, you know, realistically has very little shot of making the team. So that's left the options offensively a little bit limited. You know, talking with some of the guys last night while we were watching practice, I'm wondering maybe if there is possibly going to be a shift a little bit in the offensive philosophy, because we know that they've run a lot of two tight end sets in the past. They always have. You know, whether it was Graham and Watson last year, Fourier with Graham and Watson in the years past, they've always tended to lean toward that two tight end set. We haven't seen a lot of that so far. We've all kind of assumed it's been out of necessity for what you said, Andy, but maybe they want to get maybe to some three wide receiver sets with one back, or four wide sets, maybe run Maroney out of some spread formations, which I think, first of all, takes advantage of his explosiveness and big play ability, and also maybe it lightens the punishment for him a little bit. You know, a guy who's maybe has some durability questions. I think it's probably unfair to say that this early in his career, but, you know, last year he was banged up a little bit, so you might be able to kill two birds with one stone on that. And the fact that all these tight ends are out, you're really hamstrung anyway. So I'm wondering about the offense. That's one of the things I'm curious about as the preseason gets underway.
Speaking of big play guys, Randy Moss was back on the field for the walkthrough. Unlike the PUP guys, had on a helmet and his jersey. If that injury lingers, how concerning is that to you?
Well, I'm concerned about Moss because maybe more so than any other receiver in football, there's a guy who really, really relies on his speed. And we've talked about this a lot. Wide receivers have to be 100% in terms of their hamstrings, their legs, or their lifeblood. They need to have that explosion. And Moss certainly is a guy who's at Exhibit A in terms of explosiveness. I don't know if there's a more explosive receiver in football. And we've seen that on display almost every day. He's been outstanding and very impressive to watch. So I am a little bit concerned about the injury itself. For the big picture of the Patriots offense, I think it can, you know, I think we all thought when they made the move, it was icing on the cake. They really didn't have to have it. However, if you're missing both Moss and Stallworth for any significant amount of time, and now it's Wes Welker is the head of the list, I think that you do suffer a little bit there. I think that the offense is going to be okay. I think as long as Tom Brady is around, I think that's probably going to be the case. But I'd like to see some of these other guys out there getting incorporated into the offense a little bit.
Wrapping up this podcast, Friday morning's practice session. No Rashad Baker, who's been out of action for a while now. No Asante Samuel, as I said earlier. But the biggest news of the day, and we don't want to speculate because We did not have a Bill Belichick press conference today, so we didn't have the chance to ask the coach about it, but Adalis Thomas was not on the practice field for the walkthrough. He's been out at practice and had a pretty strong training camp to date. Most of his action, as we've talked about, coming at Mike, an inside linebacker. Anything you can add on the Adalis Thomas not being out there?
No, I think that you said it right, Andy. We don't want to speculate. We don't want to, you know, try to say, you know, where he may have been. Last night the practice was as spirited and as intense as any that I've seen so far in camp. He was a big part of it. He was all over the place. He was making a lot of plays. He was very active, as he normally is. He stands out. I mean, mm-hmm. he's the Randy Moss of the defense, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. He's at a level athletically, I think, that most of the other guys can't really approach. I don't know why he wasn't on the field today, and we didn't get a chance to ask Bill about it. So I don't even think we should speculate.
We know that Bill has given veterans time off already to this point in camp. We've seen Brewskis and Brady's and Moss and guys just take a practice easy, kind of to get the, you know, right. refresh their legs. Had four straight practices in pads. Last night's practice, very physical, new defense. So mentally, Thomas has been challenged as much as anybody. So, you know, if there was going to be a veteran day off, maybe this was a good time to get it.
Yeah, makes sense.
But we don't know for sure, and as I said, we don't want to speculate. But other than that, the roster, relatively healthy. And aside from the Sante Samuel situation, not a lot to report. So that's going to put a wraps on another roster report. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest training camp information or call our training camp hotline at 508-549-0001. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!